podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hello, and welcome to Cultivating Calm, a podcast all about anxiety and how to overcome it. Anxiety can quickly overwhelm our lives with stress and worry, but this podcast works to help relieve those anxious thoughts and feelings. In this series, I will be discussing not only what anxiety is, but ways in which to calm the mind and tips on how to cope with your anxiety in new and effective ways. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Cultivating Calm. This episode is going to focus on how anxiety affects our sleep. Sleep is one of the most important things for keeping ourselves healthy, but sometimes anxiety negatively affects our sleep. And I think that it's an important topic to discuss to ensure that you are the healthiest that you can be. I will be getting into the relationship between anxiety and sleep, some studies and facts done surrounding the anxiety and sleep relationship, the importance of good sleep, and some tips on how to prevent your anxiety from affecting your sleep quality. First, let's talk about what the relationship is between anxiety and sleep. I know that you have most likely heard the term insomnia before, but I just wanted to include a definition because I didn't realize what sleep habits are technically considered to be insomnia. According to Healthline, insomnia is a sleep disorder in which you have difficulty falling asleep, trouble staying asleep, waking up too early, or waking up feeling tired. I have always thought of insomnia to be a disorder in which a person is awake for many hours throughout the night, tossing and turning, and has trouble falling asleep, but I didn't know that insomnia also included things such as waking up too early or waking up feeling tired. According to the Sleep Foundation, people who are plagued with worry often think about their concerns in bed, and this anxiety at night can keep them from falling asleep. In fact, a state of mental hyperarousal, which is a heightened state of anxiety, frequently marked by worry, has been identified as a key factor behind insomnia. Also, the Cleveland Clinic says, stress and anxiety trigger our bodies to release hormones that help us react quickly to escape harm. But if you have chronic anxiety, you might feel stress or worry all the time. Chronically high levels of these hormones, especially before sleep, can make it hard for your body to relax. I was and still am having sleep problems, and I used to be confused about why I was even having these problems, and once I realized that I was only having sleepless nights when I was overly anxious and stressed out, that was when the connection was made for me between my anxiety and my poor sleep quality. According to Harvard Health Publishing, sleep problems affect more than 50% of adults with generalized anxiety disorder. Now, that is a lot of people that have some sort of connection between their anxiety and sleep problems, which is why it is so crucial to learn how to prevent your anxiety from affecting your sleep, because it happens to so many people, and the side effects to disturbed sleep are scary to say the least, and I'll be getting more into that in a little bit. There were a couple of studies that I found on the relationship between anxiety and sleep. First was a 2012 study published in Frontiers in Neurology, where Korean adults 19 to 69 years of age were surveyed in face-to-face interviews. The ISI, or Insomnia Severity Index, was used to evaluate insomnia, and the GAS, or Goldberg Anxiety Scale, was used to diagnose anxiety. The results of this study showed that participants with insomnia were found to be 9.8 times more likely to have anxiety than participants without insomnia. There was also a study published in Psychiatry Research that assessed 957 participants aged 19 to 86 living in Greece. Researchers found that people with anxiety are 5 times more likely to experience lack of sleep or other sleep disorders. They also found that 24% to 36% of people with insomnia also experience anxiety. This means that sleep disturbances may become symptoms of anxiety, or they may cause anxiety to develop. Next, I want to emphasize the importance of good sleep. The reason why sleep is so important is because those with sleep disorders, according to Healthline, are at risk for memory issues, trouble with thinking and concentration, a weakened immune system, high blood pressure, mood changes, accidents, weight gain, poor balance, heart disease, and diabetes. It's shocking to see how much sleep really does affect our health. The reason why sleep affects our memory, thinking, and concentration is because when you sleep, your brain forms connections that help you process and remember information. Also, the reason why sleep affects our risk for other health issues and diseases is because too little sleep weakens your immune system defenses, increases blood pressure and blood sugar, and much more. Even before researching what a long-term lack of sleep can do to our bodies, I had no idea just how important sleep really was. I only ever really thought that it would affect our brain, such as thinking and concentration or our memory, but I didn't realize that it would affect our physical health as well or cause the risk for development of other diseases. Now that I have given an overview of the relationship between anxiety and sleep and the risk factors associated with a lack of sleep, let me help you to prevent your anxiety from affecting your sleep through some simple tips. The first tip that I'm going to give you is to establish a routine. Go to bed at the same time every single day, and yes, that includes the weekends. Setting the schedule for yourself will help you to fall asleep faster, boost your academic performance, and make you happier because a regular bedtime is a key part of your brain's proper circadian function. The brain's circadian function, or circadian rhythms, are physical, mental, and behavioral changes that follow a 24-hour cycle, mostly responding to light changes in our environment, according to the National Institute of General Medical Sciences. Also, eliminate and avoid caffeine in your routine. The so-called cutoff time for caffeine is 6 hours before your bedtime. As part of your routine, I recommend incorporating some relaxation techniques. Some relaxation techniques to make part of your bedtime routine are deep breathing, meditation and mindfulness, reading, taking a hot bath or shower, and listening to music. There are so many breathing exercises that help aid in falling asleep, but two of my favorites that help me are the body scan technique and counting technique. The body scan technique goes like this. You lie down in bed and focus on relaxing as you exhale. Then you will visualize each part of your body, starting at your head and working your way down through your whole body. As you do this, notice parts of your body that are tense, and work to relax them during the scan. Towards the end, your body should feel completely relaxed and ready to fall asleep. Just keep focusing on your exhales. The other technique is counting. We've all heard of counting sheep to fall asleep, and it really does work, but in this technique, you are going to count from 1 to 10, and then from 10 to 1, pairing each count with an exhalation. If 1 to 10 doesn't work, you can try other numbers, such as counting down backwards from 100 or something else like that. Another technique to make part of your routine is meditation and mindfulness. These also use breathing techniques, but are guided and formatted to help you fall asleep. Calm has many great sleep meditations, so I highly recommend them. But you can also find some on YouTube as well. Next, try reading. Reading is a known stress reducer, but it also works your brain out, so your brain and eyes will become tired, helping you to fall asleep. Also, taking a hot bath or shower will help in relaxing your body before bed. According to a report published in Sleep Medicine Reviews, bathing 1 to 2 hours before bed in water at 104 degrees to 109 degrees Fahrenheit helps people to get the best quality of sleep and fall asleep 10 minutes quicker than normal. The last relaxation technique is listening to music. Research shows that music with a rhythm of about 60 beats per minute helps people to fall asleep. Incorporating any or all of these relaxation techniques into your bedtime routine will definitely help you to ease anxiety before sleeping for a better night's rest. Next, you need to focus on making the bedroom the best place for your sleep. Try and keep your bedroom cool, dark, and quiet with no distractions like a cell phone or other electronic devices. Avoid using electronic devices before bed. Using a phone or other device before bed can trick the brain into thinking it's daytime, and the blue light that comes from it decreases the production of melatonin, making it more difficult to fall asleep. Also, try to keep your room cool and dark. The best bedroom temperature is 65 degrees Fahrenheit for the most comfortable sleep. In addition, having no light in your room is the ultimate signal to your brain that it is time to rest. Any bit of light could possibly alter the body's internal sleep clock, according to the Sleep Foundation. The most important piece of making your bedroom the best place for rest is only designating your bedroom as a bedroom. Do not watch TV in your bedroom and do not do work in your bedroom. If you do something such as work from a desk in your bedroom, then your brain will start to associate your bedroom with the things that are causing you anxiety and stress. So when it comes time to go to sleep, your mind is running and you feel anxious, so try your best to only sleep and relax in your bedroom. Another tip for relieving anxiety before bed is learning how to shut your brain off. First, you need to tell yourself that it is okay to shut off for a little bit, because that is exactly what sleep is. It's sort of like a reset to be prepared and ready to go for the next day to start. In order to shut your brain off, you need to get everything on your to-do list that was causing you anxiety done before getting into bed and trying to fall asleep. For me, that's the main cause of my anxiety while trying to fall asleep. I worry about every single thing that I wanted to get done that day, but didn't, and it prevents me from falling asleep. So in order to completely stop this from causing you anxiety, just get the most that you can done that day so you don't worry about it while trying to fall asleep. Also, don't worry about the next day before it has even happened. Stop predicting that the next day will be difficult or that it will make you anxious. You don't know that yet, and there is absolutely no way of knowing it either, so tell yourself before even getting into bed that you can't do anything about how the next day will turn out, and to stop worrying about it. If you are able to shut your brain off and your anxiety out, you will be able to fall asleep better. Finally, the number one thing that you should do if you think or know that your anxiety is affecting your sleep is to talk to your doctor or therapist. They will make sure to rule out any possible health issues other than anxiety that could be causing your sleep issues. Your doctor will most likely ask you about your history of sleep problems and about things that could be causing your sleep problems, such as caffeine intake, medications, or your bedtime routine. From there, your doctor will have some sort of treatment plan or tips on how to improve your sleep if your issues are coming from your anxiety. Sometimes your doctor may prescribe medication to treat your insomnia, but other times they may give you some techniques to try as well. In my case, I was talking with my therapist about my sleep problems, and she recommended for me to take melatonin before bed, to stop doing homework from my bed, to try some breathing techniques, and to try and shut my brain off at night. Again, please talk to a doctor or therapist if your anxiety is causing sleep issues. In this episode, I talked about the relationship between anxiety and sleep, some studies done about the relationship, the importance of sleep and some risk factors for a lack of sleep, and many tips for improving sleep by decreasing anxiety, such as creating a bedtime routine, incorporating relaxation techniques into that routine, making your bedroom the best possible space to rest in, learning how to shut your brain off, and getting help from a doctor or therapist regarding any problems that you may be having. In the next episode, I will be providing some general helpful practices and exercises to ease anxiety, so stay tuned. Thank you for listening to this episode of Cultivating Calm, and I'll see you next time.